Okay, so I'm here right now with my friend Marlene, who's cruising with me. And we thought we'd share with you a little bit of our first impressions of the ship. So, Marlene, when we pulled up, what did you think?
Beautiful ship.
It is gorgeous.
Pretty much the same size as the Panorama, I think. Mm-hmm.
I think they are pretty much the same ship.
I like bigger ships. There's more to do, more to see. And it's, decorated so beautifully. But where are we now?
I agree with you. Right now we are on deck 5. And I forget the name of this lounge that we're in. It's really cool. The atmosphere is subdued and dark and extremely comfortable.
It says we're in the Moda Bar and Lounge.
Moda Bar and Lounge.
That's M-O-D-A.
Okay. Very, very nice. If anything, I find this ship to be extremely elegant, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love Carnival ships. They're cool, but this one is elegant, and I love that about the ship.
I think I'd like to do a 7-day, because the clientele on the 4 and 3 day are people that are kind of in their own heads, and they're not aware of their surroundings, and they don't realize that they're stopping and clogging the roadway, so to speak.
Yeah, that happens a lot, but we'll leave that for another podcast. I don't want to get into all those people right now. But I agree with you about going on a 7-day cruise. That would be spectacular on this ship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they plan to do that. Looking at the website, there were a couple. Not a lot.
No, right? I looked on the website. They're coming up to the 7th where they're doing the Cabo Mazatlan Puerto Vallarta. So
but weekly?
Almost. Once summer hits, it's going to be the whole summer all the way through.
That would be really nice.
Yeah, the 4 and 3 days, there aren't any. They're all going to be the 7 days.
Cool. Now, we got connecting cabins.
By accident.
Strictly by accident. But the cool thing is, normally when we book, we'll get cabins right next to each other, and we'll ask the room steward if he can open up the balcony so that it's one big balcony. And sometimes that works out, and sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on the location of the door going out to the balcony.
If it's a sliding door, absolutely.
Yeah.
But if the door opens out onto the balcony, then
they can't do it.
The divider between the balconies can't open.
Right. But this time we got lucky. They have something I've never seen before. The divider between the two cabins is actually a folding door. So he was able to open it up, and we've been enjoying the nice balcony. And then since we have connecting rooms, you know, if one of us needs anything, we can just sit back and forth between the rooms.
Yeah, we keep it unlocked ajar.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because if you don't leave it ajar, you can't open it from the wrong side.
Right. Well, that's just a brief little impressions that we had when we first got on board. We'll continue with this later. And stay tuned.
Nice.
So before I start recording a very important segment of this podcast, I'm going to give you a little background. I found out about a week ago that Tony from La Little Loca was going to be on this cruise. And I could not believe my luck, because I've been following Tony since 2019. So I told Marlene, I said, I got to keep a lookout for this guy, because if I see him, I want to meet him, and then I eventually want to ask him if he'll be a guest on my podcast. Well, as luck would have it, we go exploring the non-smoking casino, and I saw him. And I told Marlene, look, there he is, and she's who? And even though I've shared several videos with her, she didn't know who I was talking about. So I pointed him out, and he was at the table, which is what Marlene likes to play. So she decided to sit down, and I told her, don't be bugging him while he's playing. Next thing I know, she texts me. She goes, come back. He wants to meet you. I'm like, oh, no. So I hobbled back, and I got to meet him, but I kept it super brief because he was gambling, didn't want to bother him. So Marlene proceeded to entertain him for that evening. with her quick wit and funny stories. Second night she was playing at the casino, he was there too, so she gave him her business card and said, if you decide you want to be on the podcast, just here's my card, text me and I'll let Connie know. And he actually did text. I was surprised. I told Marlene, I said, he's not going to text. He doesn't want anybody having his private number, especially after what happened to him on a cruise once when he accidentally filmed his room number ever so briefly and some crazy stalker woman found his room and just showed up at his cabin, which was very uncomfortable for him. So anyway, knowing all of that, I didn't want to bug him. I figure if he's interested, you know, he'll let us know or we'll run into him. But it ended up working out. He did text her that he was willing to do it. So we communicated back and forth. I told him he could pick the day and time, and he did. So that brings you up to date. And the next thing you're going to hear will be the interview with Tony. Any comments, Marlene?
Can't wait.
Okay, guys, as I mentioned earlier on Facebook, this is something that I never believed would happen. You all know that I've been following La Lito Loca since maybe the middle of 2019 because I love the information that I get from that YouTube channel, and Tony cracks me up. And as luck would have it, Tony is on this cruise and he has graciously agreed to appear on the silly little podcast of mine. So welcome, Tony.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Thank you so much for having me on your podcast.
I am tickled to death. I have just a few short questions for you.
Sure.
Okay. So,
fire away.
Okay. Was there ever a cruise that you regretted taking?
Yes. So there's probably two cruises I regretted taking. One was, so I went on the MSC Maravilla right after cruising restarted after the pandemic.
Okay.
And it was a weird cruise because it was one of the first cruises where I cruised solo just to go see the cruise ship. And it became a pretty lonely cruise. So, you know, you're all masked up. You really couldn't interact with other people. And the ship just felt very sterile, and I just felt lonely at the end of the cruise. That's probably the only cruise I felt lonely at the end of.
Oh, wow.
And then the other cruise that I kind of regret taking as a cruise was back in 2019. I flew to China and took a cruise to Japan. And I was so enamored with the cities in Japan, I was like, oh, I wish I was staying here for like a month. And so that was one place that I went where I kind of wish I'd have gone for a land vacation instead of a cruise.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yeah, it was a great cruise, but it's one that if I had to do over, I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to go to Tokyo for a month and live in the city and explore the city kind of thing.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's really interesting. I've heard several people say that they've gone to Japan on a cruise and wished that they had done a land.
It's a cool place. It's a place I need to return to, but very nice, yeah.
Wow. Okay. All right, my next question for you is, I know that you can list all the different cruise lines you've sailed with, but what is your loyalty level on each one?
Wow. So I'm very funny this way. I started sailing in 2017. I think I've been on 54 cruises across 10 cruise lines.
Wow.
And I really don't pay a lot of attention to my loyalty.
Okay.
So, because the way I've always felt about it is, and no knock against anybody who chases loyalty, but some of those early entry-level loyalty perks out there aren't that great.
Oh,
something that you could, you know, you're going to give me a free bottle of water that I could pay $5 for.
Right.
I don't think I should make my cruising decision on whether or not I'm going to get free $5, right?
Uh-huh.
I believe that there's so many cool cruising experience that, you know, you just want to try it all, right?
Right.
And so, but for sure, I know that I'm platinum on Carnival, and I'm platinum on Princess, and I believe that I'm diamond on Royal.
Nice.
But I don't know. I don't really know for sure.
Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah.
But again, and then when you get deeper into it, certainly the perks that I get on Royal, like four free drinks is nice, and the laundry that I get on Carnival and Princess is nice.
Right.
But in the beginning,
Okay, we took a quick break because, as you heard, the captain, I believe, was making an announcement. So we were talking about loyalty levels, and I know, Tony, you said it's not something you really pay attention to.
Just to wrap it up a little bit, again, I don't think there's anything wrong with building loyalty, but I do think that new cruisers do themselves a disservice by not trying different lines, because there's so many different experiences out there, and I've heard people say, oh, I went on one cruise and I didn't like it. A lot of times it's you just didn't find the cruise line that was right for you. So
that's right.
I would say be a little more concerned about finding what you like and then become loyal than worrying about, becoming loyal. So, I've been to 10 and I hope to go on more different cruise
lines.
That's
awesome. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I just recently found out that Virgin will do level matching.
Yeah.
So I'm really looking forward to trying them out and having my platinum status transfer over to them. So that should be fun.
It's a great cruise line. The thing that really strikes me when I think about Virgin is immediately you recognize that there's no kids on board. Like the whole vibe, the whole
vibe.
Attitude of the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, this is adults only, and not necessarily in a bad or salacious way.
It's more
relaxed, and you realize you're not going to be. You know, kids are great. I love mine particularly, but it's nice sometimes to go on vacation without kids around.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Okay, my next question for you is, where was the strangest place that you were ever recognized?
Where was the strangest place I was ever recognized? So
the weirdest recognition that I got is I'd recently moved to the small town in Florida where we live now, Spring Hill, Florida. It was during the pandemic, and I'd gone on a cruise and I'd rented a camera lens, and I had to return the camera lens to FedEx. And so I had on a full mask. It was during COVID. I opened the door to the FedEx and there was a sign that said,
another announcement.
Well, hello.
Okay, we'll pause.
Family, Itchy Cruiser, it's a joke.
Okay, that set of announcements is over, and where were we? Oh, yeah, the weirdest place you
were. So I opened the door to this FedEx office, and it was during that time they were only allowed to have one person in the office at a time. And so the FedEx employee says, hey, I'm sorry, we can only have one person at a time. And I said, hey, no problem, I'll wait out here. And the person whose back was to me immediately turns around based on my voice and says, oh, my gosh, it's Tony from La Lito Loca. And I'm like, hey, yeah. And so that was interesting. And then the first time I cruised out of the West Coast, I was in Ralph's, which is the big grocery store here. And I think I went and just got some water or something. And I was checking out, and the cashier was like, oh, I watch you every day. So it's been interesting. I've been recognized. Of course, I get recognized mostly on cruise ships. I also get recognized a lot in airports. One of the casino managers out in Las Vegas recognized me and said that they knew who I was. So it's really when I started doing this, I didn't really think there would be any kind of getting recognized by people in public. I was just like making videos and enjoying it and making stuff for my family. So it's kind of it's wild now that I struggle to walk around a cruise ship without being recognized. So it's really great. Like I say, it's really great for the ego, and it really makes me feel good that people enjoy the show. And so I know that those two things are tied together, but it took a little bit of adjustment when it became a lot of people to learn how to navigate all that. So,
I'll bet. Yeah. I mean, even on a much smaller scale, I got recognized because I used to be on another podcast called the Disneyland Gazette, which ran for many, many years, and it dealt basically with the historical aspect of Disneyland. But I had a fan on the show, a little boy who was autistic. But he would tell his mom that I was going to take care of him. Connie Moreno was going to take care of me, and it was so cute. And they emailed me and said they were coming in from Washington and wanted to know if they could take me to dinner.
Oh, wow.
How could I say no to that?
Yeah.
So the whole family took me on. It was just so precious, you know. And they still keep in touch, even though that podcast is now kind of defunct, But, that was cool. It was really
cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so my last question to you, of course, you're familiar with the Jetsons. And you've seen the memes, of course, about how they've predicted the future, right? Like FaceTime and all that stuff. You have not seen them?
I am familiar with the Jetsons, but not the Jetson memes.
It's so cool because it's squares like a comic strip.
Yeah.
And it shows like the FaceTime. Remember they used to speak through the computer and just all that kind of stuff. So I just wondered, did you ever in your wildest dreams think that you'd be doing something that would be seen by people all over the world?
No. So, you know, we just recently celebrated our 7th year of making videos, of being on YouTube. And if you would have talked to me 7 years and 1 month ago, I would have never been able to predict that this is what my life would be. So it's very humbling and exciting that I get to do things. I get to communicate with people. I get to make people laugh. I get to educate people. I get to help people. Those are all lifelong dreams and goals, but I never thought it would take the form of what it has. And so I feel very lucky that that's what I get to do. But as far as being able to predict it, no, I was just some dude that raised a bunch of kids, worked an IT job, and then in my late 40s became a YouTuber. So I never thought that would be the case.
That's really cool. And I have to say, I thoroughly enjoy your videos, not just for the content, but you crack me up. I can't watch them at work because I will bust out laughing. So I've learned to just wait till break time and then I watch you.
Well, that does my heart good. I don't have a completely normal sense of humor. And so whenever I meet a kindred spirit that I can make laugh, it certainly makes me feel good.
And
so
then, I love the shout out Ludacris. That shout cracks out. Me up.
Connection points all over the place. That one's the funnest. Purely by accident. That is shout out Luda. That's a good one.
Well, the last thing I want to do before I let you go is I want to thank Marlene because my good buddy here, I told her, I said, okay, we're going to look for Tony. She goes, who's Tony? That's not the guy from YouTube that I keep sending you videos that she doesn't watch. But I said, there he is. He's in the casino, you know? And she goes, I'm going to go play at that table. I'm like, oh no, please don't bother the man. But true to Marlene's style, she chatted you up and got you to agree to this. So I want to thank her. Thank you, Marlene.
You're welcome.
Oh, now she's shy.
Let me say this about Marlene. She's very annoying in the best
way. Well, that has your question answered right there.
Yeah, right there. Because I was going to say, what was your impression of Marlene?
That's the highest compliment I can give.
Love it.
Very annoying in the best way.
Oh, Tony, thank you so much. You have no idea how jazzed I am that you agreed to do this.
Well, thanks so much for letting me be on your podcast. I feel very honored.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. Okay, and with that, I'm going to sign off, guys. Okay, now Marlene and I are hanging out in her cabin. And I was asking her what her opinion of the food has been so far. As far as I'm concerned, it's been okay. We weren't particularly thrilled with the Italian restaurant.
I enjoyed what I ordered.
True. What you had was very, very good. What I had was meh.
Mediocre.
Yeah.
Yes.
She had the
Veal chop.
Okay. And I had the shrimp scampi. And it just tasted strange.
I saw that on our Facebook group that a lot of people felt it was just different.
It was different. It was very odd. It was some kind of odd flavor to it, which I cannot place. Would I order it again? No. Would I order what Marlene had? No, because I don't eat veal. However, it sure tasted good. No, I think next time I'm on the ship, I'll stick to my steakhouse for specialty dining. So far, like I said, nothing's been horrible. We went to the Sea Day brunch today, and I don't know why I decided to order steak and eggs. And let me tell you, that steak was good. It was very, very tender, very juicy, just melted in your mouth. It was an excellent steak.
Yeah, usually you order the
24-hour French toast. Or the 12-hour French toast is usually my go-to. But for some reason, I wasn't feeling all the sugar. And I'm glad. You know why? Because after we went over and I had gelato for the first time, That was really yummy. I had peanut butter cookie gelato. And what did you have?
I had chocolate chip. Chocolate chip. And there was so few chips, I was basically eating vanilla ice cream.
Before that, I had decided I was going to order the orange, zesty orange. And I thought, oh, that sounds so good. She was going to get cherry, right? Mm-hmm. And then luckily the crew member mentioned that they were sour. And she goes, you like sour? I made a face like, no. So I didn't taste it. Marlene didn't.
The cherry was sour.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, no, I definitely, what is wrong with me? I definitely do not want sour orange.
Ice cream. That just doesn't make sense even.
So we changed our choices, but we were happy in the end. So that was cool. Then let's see. So we had some really nice days so far. We didn't get off in port, just like we said we weren't going to do. So Ensenada and Catalina, we just stayed on the ship. And it's been really, really nice. I like the ship a lot. Our cabins are really nice. Now, this ship does not have spa cabin category, but I'd say this is pretty close to it. Yeah, I would definitely sail on this ship again. Tonight, we're going to have sushi for dinner. Whoop, whoop. I can't wait for that. That'd be good. And then we're going to go to the empanada place
later on to try
their savory empanadas.
We already tried the desserts.
I still may have a dessert empanada later. Oh, my, I'm sleepy. And I'm trying not to nap. I shouldn't be sleepy because I slept like a log last night. Oh, Marlene got locked out of her cabin.
I left through your room, and my door was double locked. So when I came back, my key card wouldn't work. So I had to go to guest services to get security to come and let me in. It was a hassle, because guest services was all the way forward.
And we are all the way aft.
And I had to change elevators 4 times so I was able to go through the ship to go forward. It was a pain.
Oh, well. She eventually got in her room.
Yeah, because I didn't want to wake up Connie, but even though, if she got up, I could have gone through the doors, but didn't want to wake her, thank goodness.
Yes. Well, on that note, this is it for now.
Yep.
See y'all. Bye. See y'all later. Bye. So it is Thursday morning. We've docked in Long Beach. We're all packed and ready to go. Just a few final thoughts. I think both of us agree that we enjoyed this ship enough to sail on her again, correct?
Yes, indeed.
And we found a cocktail that we both went head over heels for. We had dinner at the sushi restaurant last night. And since I had the drink package, I decided to order a cocktail. And the geisha sounded pretty darn interesting. It's made with a pomegranate liqueur, a flavored vodka, I don't remember what, and one other thing. I had the presence of mind to take a screenshot of the menu so that I'd know the ingredients. I don't know the exact ratios, but we can fake it. We're definitely going to be making those at home. They are so light and refreshing and sweet, and they do kind of sneak up on you. How many did we have? Like 3
each? 7 between the two.
7 between the two of us. At 13-something a pop, I'm glad I had the drink package. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be worth it when we travel and we both need one of those. Because they don't let you order but every 5 minutes.
Yeah, because we were cheating, I admit. I'd order one, and then I'd tell her to bring another one, and they said they had to wait 5 minutes, so... But Marlene said next time she's going to get her own drink package. But it really is a good deal on Carnival. On the other cruise lines, I think they charge way too much. But, I just like not having a bill at the end, not having to worry about, am I spending too much? But that being said, excuse me. We're just sitting here waiting until it's time to go to our assigned location so that they can assist me off the ship. Because it's hard for me to walk around, but it's especially difficult to go up or down the ramps. So they usually put me in a wheelchair and take me off. So, you got anything to add?
No, I'm just ready to... Oh, and we also stop at the Omelet House on the way home.
Oh, yeah, that's a given. That's something that I've done for years now. I like to stop at the Omelet House in Garden Grove.
They have amazing corned beef hash.
Oh, that's right. You liked it there,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, I did.
Now, I'm not into omelets, but they have a whole slew of other things. And I love their French toast. So that's what we're going to have once we get off the ship.
But after, when I get home... I'm on a liquid diet for 2 weeks.
Oh,
I gained 10 pounds on the last cruise, so I can't imagine what I did on this one.
Oh, my. And I'll be so glad to get away from the smokers. My nose right now is swollen shut. Literally, I'm not exaggerating. I can't breathe through my nose. I have to breathe through my mouth.
And we only encounter them... in the casino or outside of the casino by
well,
the elevators.
Unfortunately, this morning, somebody near us, because I went outside to film when we pulled into port. It was horrible.
On their balcony, probably.
Yeah, somebody on their balcony. And I even said out loud, there's a $500 fine for smoking on your balcony.
I guess they figured
but they kept going. Yeah,
not going to get caught on the last day.
So inconsiderate.
We had some lady vaping at the blackjack table.
At the table itself?
At the table. I was in the non-smoking area, and I said, honey, there's no smoking at this table. And somebody said, not in this area at all. And she goes, oh, I didn't know. So I said, honey, I know you didn't know. That's why I said, honey, there's no smoking. If I thought you knew, I'd have said, bitch, there's no smoking.
Beep! There's any children listening, sorry.
And she took it the way it was meant. Thank goodness, because she was a little ghetto.
Now, let's not call people names here.
No, they were from the deep end.
Address your complaints to marlene@gmail.com. I guess that kind of wraps it up. I'm looking forward to my French toast.
Looking forward to my bed.
Our next cruise.
October.
That's going to be a long stretch, but my boss will be happy, I guess, that I'm at work. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to our nonsense. Bye. So I have a tradition that every time I get back home from a cruise in Long Beach or the LA Harbor, I love to stop at this little hole in the wall that's called the Omelet House. And I always, always, always order the stuffed French toast. This is just a mom and pop place. Only the locals go here, except for me. But I highly recommend it. If you are spending any time in the LA area after your cruise, or if you're just driving home like us, I highly recommend the Omelet House in Garden Grove. Marlene got corned beef hash and 2 eggs over easy with toast. I got biscuits and gravy with a side of extra crispy hash browns. And then we are sharing the stuffed French toast, which is absolutely delicious. So... Our cruise has now officially ended because we stopped at Omelette House.